the fourth situation, the person has to say Berachas HaGoyim, goes over the ocean, over the desert, a person who was sick, and a person who was in prison. The Mishnah brings that the prison, according to Magen Avraham, is that he was pending a capital punishment case, according to the Foshas. Rather disagree with him. The person went through all these four situations, he makes one bracha for all four of them. A katan does not have to make this bracha, even tzatzin of not. The logic of the bracha is that goymel l'chayovim toivoy, which means to goymel the person who was chayov, he was deserving of punishment, and even so Hashem gave him a toivah. A katan is not deserving of punishment, so the nusach of the bracha is not relevant to a katan. A woman, the minhag is that they all make a bracha. Some say because this bracha is supposed to be said in front of 10 people, and it's not proper for women to gather 10 men together. I know that's a common minhag. Here in Eretz Yisrael, the minhag after women give birth, that they do make a goyim, they get together 10 people, and she says, okay.